Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
All the social media giants are becoming the same. Which major platform has a newsfeed, disappearing posts, private messaging, and a live broadcasting feature? That would be all of them. By Ariel Pardes. There is no such thing as a new idea. The maxim holds true in Hollywood, honestly, a remake of Mulan, and in Silicon Valley, Uber but for X. But lately, social media companies have taken on originality to new levels. Twitter now has Fleets, a ripoff of Instagram Stories, originally copied from Snapchat. Snapchat has Spotlight, similar to Instagram Reels, brazenly stolen from TikTok. TikTok grew from the ashes of Vine, which was acquired by Twitter, which is now pursuing a concept called Audio Spaces, a carbon copy of Clubhouse. Does your head hurt? Mine does, as do my thumbs, which now have three times as many platforms to scroll for short-form and ephemeral videos. I'm overwhelmed with content and underwhelmed by features, at least until the next big thing comes along and everybody lunges to copy that. Companies are always eyeing their competitors to see what works. That's just market research. But copycatting on social media has led to platforms that look suspiciously similar, with fewer things that set them apart. It's hard to know what any given platform is for when they all do the same thing. Which major platform has a newsfeed, disappearing posts, private messaging, and a live broadcasting feature? That would be all of them. This sickening homogeny of social media even extends to design. Every Stories replicant uses those little circles. Every TikTok clone uses the swipe up to scroll. The biggest differentiator is that they call their Xeroxed features by different names, leading to the maddening vocabulary of social media. For the companies, reproducing the same features and formats is often an attempt to juice engagement. If people spend all of their free time scrolling through TikTok, those are precious hours siphoned from Instagram or Twitter or Snapchat, which means less revenue from advertisers. But simply replicating a competitor's big idea doesn't always lead to replicating its success. I would say we've never seen a great lift and shift, says Nicole Green, an analyst at the research firm Gartner, where she focuses on social media. When LinkedIn and Skype adopted the Stories format, it didn't lead to tons more engagement on those platforms, just tons of eye rolls. The better strategy would be making it even better for your platform, says Green, by tailoring these experiences or optimizing it based on the way their base is engaged. For all the grief that Instagram got by lifting Stories from Snapchat in 2016, the format took off with the platform's homegrown community of influencers. Snapchat had influencers too, but a different kind. DJ Khaled, not something Navy. On Instagram, Stories enabled thousands of niche creators to interact with their fans in a new way. Today, Instagram Stories are more popular than Snapchat and the company has added its own flair to the format. Reels, Instagram's TikTok ripoff, doesn't feel quite so distinguished yet. It's kind of like a poor man's version of the real thing, says Patrick Janelle, an Instagram influencer and the chair of the American Influencer Council Board of Directors. Janelle makes most of his living on Instagram, where he posts photos of impeccable interiors and high-resolution selfies. He isn't interested in Reels because he doesn't make funny little videos to music, and if he did, he says, he would do that on TikTok. It just doesn't feel important as a creator to have the same format replicated on all of the platforms, says Janelle. It doesn't lead to more original creations either. There are mass amounts of cross-posted content, like TikToks reappearing on Reels or Instagram stories repurposed as fleets. Creators are key to this attention economy, and some platforms are working hard to keep them happy. With the launch of its Spotlight feature, Snapchat offered to pay popular creators a share of $1 million every day for their contributions to the platform. Compensating creatives for their viral posts? That's a feature more social networks should copy. One upside to all of the sameness is that an unspoken shorthand has emerged. There is no learning curve to Spotlight because although it's brand new, it feels like you've used it before, a sort of digital deja vu. When Instagram rolled out Reels this summer, its crash course for creators was minimally instructive. I'm pretty sure everyone's already gonna know how to use it, one Instagram employee told The New Yorker. Using the same old features on a new platform feels a little like watching remakes of comic book movies, which seems to be the only thing Hollywood wants to do lately. They're fun, and they're guaranteed blockbusters. But it starts to feel tired after a while. Can't we try something else? Besides, all of this keeping up with the Joneses can give the established social platforms blind spots around what their users actually want. That leaves space for these new, more niche disruptors to gain traction and provide experiences that aren't being delivered on, says Green. When Clubhouse, the audio special network, launched its invitation-only app earlier this year, people flocked to it, in part because it felt so new, so genuinely unlike anything else in the social media space. That has given Clubhouse room to make a name for itself, at least until Twitter launches its copycat.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.